This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Are you ready for more Dead? Walking Dead, that is. AMC is about to debut its web series spinoff, and we can't wait. Fear the Walking Dead Flight 462 is a 16-part web series that will air during two commercial breaks within the sixth season premiere of AMC's flagship drama, The Walking Dead. Subsequent episodes will air once a week during the remainder of season 6. And we hear that one surviving character will become a regular on Fear season 2. Flight 462 tells the story of a group of passengers aboard a commercial airplane during the earliest moments of the outbreak. During the course of the series, the plane and the lives of its passengers are put in jeopardy once they discover an infected traveler. Let's face it, people just can't get enough of zombies. The Walking Dead Season 6 resumes this week. Steven Spielberg, Tom Hanks, and the Coen brothers have come together and made one of the films of the year, the Cold War thriller Bridge of Spies.
You've been selected for a mission which you are not to discuss with anyone outside of this room. We are engaged in a war with the Soviet Union. This war does not for the moment involve men at arms. It involves information.
Bridge of Spies has Oscars written all over it as Tom Hanks plays an insurance claims lawyer who, after agreeing to defend a captured Soviet spy, finds himself smack in the middle of a Cold War showdown when he's sent to East Berlin to effect a prisoner exchange. This is Spielberg's best film since Saving Private Ryan. Bridge of Spies hits theaters this weekend. When the Oscar noms are announced, remember you heard it here first. You think that Transformers is big money to a studio? Hasbro and Paramount Pictures have announced this week its commitment to release Transformers 5, 6, 7, and 8. Director Michael Bay has reportedly met with producer Steven Spielberg, but has not made a commitment yet. The last two Transformer films have earned more than $1 billion each at the box office worldwide. So, bring on more sequels! We just reported here last week that Sean P. Diddy Combs was the highest paid rap mogul, earning $60 million last year. Well, he just announced that he signed a distribution deal with Epic Records, and he's looking to resurrect his Bad Boy label, which at one time had a string of hits, including classic rap albums from the late Notorious B.I.G. Call him what you want, Sean, Puff Daddy, Diddy, P. Diddy, whatever. He's a shrewd businessman. Now, let's see if he can bring back Bad Boy. Stay tuned. The Cure has announced a North American tour with the Twilight Sad opening. The 25-day tour will include stops at New York City's Madison Square Garden and the Hollywood Bowl here in LA. Full tour details will be announced in January. Get out your eyeliner. Actress Courtney Cox has asked Ed Sheeran to perform at her upcoming wedding to Snow Patrol guitarist Johnny McDade. Now, Ed wants to become an ordained minister and get them hitched too. The date is being kept secret to keep the paparazzi hounds at bay, so let's just imagine this, the Reverend Ed Sheeran. Kinda rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Hey, he can always fall back on this in case, you know, the singing thing doesn't work out, but that's highly doubtful. Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff have announced a 20th anniversary tour for the summer of 2016, and it's supposed to be a full-blown musical extravaganza. According to the actor, Will has 30 new songs prepared, and they'll perform a bunch of those as well as their biggest hits, including Summertime and Parents Just Don't Understand. It'll be fascinating to see if there's high ticket demand, or will people just scratch their heads and think, we prefer Will Smith as a Hollywood actor and don't want to see 90s rapper Will Smith. Well, we'll keep you posted. In marital split news, Pink Floyd founding member Roger Waters just announced he's divorcing his wife of 3 years, Lori Durning. They were living together for 10 years before marrying back in 2012. The decision to divorce comes at a busy time for the 72-year-old rock legend, as he's currently working on a solo album and is promoting his documentary, Roger Waters' The Wall. Robin Williams' widow and his three children from previous marriages reached a settlement in their legal fight over the late actor's estate, attorneys for the two sides said this week. Jim Wagstaff, who is representing Susan Williams, said his client will remain in the San Francisco Bay Area home she shared with Williams and receive living expenses for the rest of her life. He said she also will receive a watch he often wore, a bike they bought on their honeymoon, and the gifts received for their wedding. Meredith Bushnell represents the three children from previous marriages. I think they're just very happy to have this behind them, Bushnell said. And so are we. Phew. George Harrison, Marvin Gaye, Jimi Hendrix, Madonna, Tom Petty, and John Mellencamp are all nominated for the 2016 Songwriters Hall of Fame. Also up for the top honors are Blondie, Gloria Estefan, the Isley Brothers, Sly Stone, and Nile Rodgers and Bernard Edwards. Winners will be inducted June 9, 2016. We think they should all be inducted. Do you remember the character of the Log Lady in Twin Peaks? Well, Katherine E. Coulson, who played the quirky character on David Lynch's hit series back in 1990, died from cancer this week. She was 71. She was also in David Lynch's first film, released in 1977, the infamous Eraserhead. In recent years, she was heavily involved in theater, appearing in numerous plays in Ashland, Oregon, where she lived. So long, Log Lady.
The Trash Bin.
Kanye West and Kim Kardashian plan to be cool for centuries. Yeah, the rapper wants his entire family to be frozen after death and thawed back to life for reality shows of the future. Kanye is deadly serious about this, a pal of the rapper told LA Spins. He says that Kim is the most perfect female specimen imaginable, and the world shouldn't be robbed of her beauty. Kanye has reportedly been checking out the Alcor Foundation in Arizona, which is home to more than 1,000 frozen folks. Baseball legend Ted Williams already has his head and body stored there separately, and Kanye is eyeing whole body plans that cost $220,000. Explain the insider to us. Kanye believes his creative genius is so rare that it's important he stays around on Earth forever. Can you believe that? Now he wants to torment future generations, not just us.
The news wrap-up.
Movie and television studio Lionsgate is in advanced talks to merge with billionaire John Malone's Starz Channel. The original Disneyland here in Anaheim just raised its annual attendance fee to more than $1,000, but still is expected to turn away visitors on peak days like Christmas. The co-founder of Twitter, Jack Dempsey, who was CEO until he was booted out in 2006, is back and has been named permanent CEO. Will the stock bounce back?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
The Martian starring Matt Damon continued its reign at the top.
The number one album.
Rapper Fetty Wap has the best-selling album in the USA.
The number one app.
Minecraft Pocket Edition has been the best-selling app for most of 2015, and that's the case again this week.
The number one fiction book.
Americans can't get enough of The Martian. It's also the most popular book for the second straight week.
Shahid Khan was born in London with his parents hailing from Pakistan. Shahid wasn't too interested in school, dropping out of London Metropolitan University during his first semester. He began mixing records in his parents' garage and eventually opened his own studio called Naughty Boy Recordings. In 2012, he changed his name to Naughty Boy, and since, he's worked with Emily Sandé, Leona Lewis, Lily Allen, and Jennifer Hudson. Now he's teamed up with Queen Bey, Beyoncé, and the collaboration is a knockout. Here's Naughty Boy featuring Beyoncé and Arrow Benjamin with Runnin' Lose It All.
Together we waited it all. I ain't running.
That was Naughty Boy featuring Beyoncé and Arrow Benjamin with the song of the week, Runnin', Lose It All. And that's what's happening this week in LA and Hollywood. For LA Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.